East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
An Etegwini municipal street cleaner has swept up online attention after a video surfaced showing her pushing dirt and rubbish directly into a stormwater drain. It has sparked outrage on social media, with many commentators stating that it's actions like this that contribute to blocked drains and flooding during heavy rains. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The widely shared video clip shows the female employee in municipal uniform gathering a pile of dirt before pausing briefly, looking around, and then sweeping it into the drain. In a statement to Newswatch, Itakwini Municipality says it's aware of the video and has launched an internal investigation into the workers' conduct. It has condemned the behaviour, saying the improper disposal of waste into stormwater drains pollutes waterways and harms ecosystems. It adds that appropriate corrective action will be taken once the investigation is finalised. It's encouraged members of the public to report misconducts by city employees anonymously to the City Integrity and Investigations Directorate on the toll-free number 0800 20 20 20. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The disciplinary hearing of the National Freedom Party suspended KZN chairperson Mbali Shinga has started. Shinga, who is the party's only member of the provincial legislature, is accused of defying party instructions after voting against the MK party's motion of no confidence in Premier Thamin Tuli during a chaotic special sitting last month. The NFP had directed her to support the motion alongside the EFF. Shinga, who is the Social Development MEC, was suspended for 3 months and faces possible expulsion if found guilty. The National Blood Service says blood stocks in KZN have dropped drastically since the start of the new year. The service says many donors are still on holiday or travelling, while schools and universities are also still on a break. The SANBS's Neelashan Govender has urged donors to visit centres, mobile blood drives, as well as shopping mall clinics, beach clinics and markets to give blood.
The SANBS needs to have a five-day blood supply readily available. However, our blood stocks have dropped to below 3.5 days. At the moment, we are encouraging our O group donors to please come through and support the blood drives. On a daily basis, we require 1,000 O group blood units.
Renowned South African geoscientist Stephen Edward Haggerty has died at the age of 87. The respected academic and researcher, who was born in Germiston on Gauteng's East Rand, passed away in Miami. Haggerty was a leading expert in diamond and kimberlite research. He played a key role in the Apollo lunar sample studies and helped identify the lunar mineral amalcolite. Haggerty's work is said to have greatly advanced understanding of the Earth's mantle and planetary geology. And police in Vietnam have broken up what they are calling a major online gambling and fraud ring. They've arrested 35 people accused of scamming victims out of 5.7 billion rand. The arrests took place on New Year's Eve across five northern municipalities. Vietnamese police say the gang had used social media to advertise goods for sale, but failed to deliver them and deleted their profiles once victims had transferred funds. The stolen money was then transferred to online gambling accounts to avoid detection by authorities. Police have also confiscated cars and mobile phones and frozen more than 120 accounts at 16 banks. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 31.
And here's what's coming up in your sports. Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie insists Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce won't leave the national squad. New Chelsea head coach Liam Rosner will hit the ground running at Fulham tonight. And we'll wait to see how the weather holds up at Kingsmead later, ahead of the clash between Durban Supergiants and Pretoria Capitals.